The zoo in Anchorage, Alaska, has been taking care of orphaned or abandoned polar bears since 1970s. 15-year-old Apoon was rescued as a cub by a hunter who shot her mother after she attacked him. Her mate Lutik was born in Russia's St. Petersburg Zoo. Scientists have paired them, hoping they would produce a cub and increase the population of the threatened species. Patrick Lampe is executive director of Alaska Zoo.
For years, we've been the holding facility, sometimes permanent and sometimes temporary, for orphan cubs coming in, whether their parents were killed or they got separated in a storm.
Lampe says the first 3 years cubs spend with their mothers are critical for survival. Orphaned cubs never have a chance to learn survival skills, so they can never go back into the wild. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist Susie Miller says that Alaska Zoo is their first stop.
In the last 5 years especially, but actually for even longer now, 20 plus years, they've been helping us deal with orphan cubs.
Out of approximately 20,000 polar bears worldwide, about 1,500 live on Alaska's northern coast, and an unknown number are found around the Bering and Chukchi Seas. As warming temperatures diminish Arctic sea ice, the bears spend more time on land, where they are attracted to piles of whale and fish bones outside Alaskan native villages. Experts warn that increased encounters with humans, together with expanding tourism, may lead to more conflict and more cubs becoming orphans. The Alaska Zoo is working to raise $8 million for a two-phase project to expand the polar bear exhibit and build a polar bear transition center, which will be able to accommodate more bears. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.